Our next guest on this archive edition is John Le Carré. He's the executive producer of the new movie The Tailor of Panama, which he adapted from his novel of the same name. It stars Pierce Brosnan as a spy and Jeffrey Rush as a tailor who provides information.
He's selling it, Andy.
What?
The canal.
He's selling it?
Has to. Needs the money. Relieve the poverty. Infrastructure.
Who's buying? Who's buying?
Various interested parties, I believe.
Come on.
You mentioned the French, the Japanese.
And?
Oh, yeah, and the Chinese.
A scene from The Tailor of Panama. Le Carré's novels include The Spy Who Came In from the Cold, Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, The Little Drummer Girl, A Perfect Spy, and his latest, The Constant Gardener. John Le Carré is actually a pseudonym. The author's real name is David Cornwell. He used to work for British intelligence. Politically, he's one of the more liberal spy novelists. Even during the Cold War, he didn't write about simple good guys and bad guys. In 1989, he told me that many espiocrats, as he calls them, thought that his books were undermining the spirit that would fire up young recruits to join the agency.
I think that, in fact, what I did was discuss, quite often, rather unmercifully, the impossible gap between the dream and the reality. I said that these were not supermen and superwomen. They were people of ordinary quality, some good, some indifferent, some lousy, just like in any outfit, who were trying to do an impossible job. I also raised the rather nasty moral question of how much you can do in defense of a society and make sure that its society is still worth defending. That question has bothered Americans a great deal when they've undertaken their own heart-searching about some of the CIA operations.
Mole is a word that you're credited with having brought into the English vocabulary. I think you borrowed it from the Soviets, really. What was the origin of that?
Well, I thought I borrowed it from the Soviets, but the editors of the Oxford English Dictionary can't find any Soviet reference to mole.
Oh.
Well, the origin was in the notion of a mole, somebody who burrows deep into the fabric of our society, is a little observed, little noticed thing, creature, and then from inside causes its downfall. And it's certainly now become a notion. I think they used to be called sleepers in the CIA. Agents you put in place and you don't invite them to do anything risky, anything that could compromise them for years and years and years while they work their way into a position of power.
Coming in from the cold is another expression that you coin.
Well, yes, I suppose so, or at least I applied it to espionage. I suppose I was the first person to do that.
And what was behind that?
Well, behind it was the character of Alec Lemus in The Spy Who Came In From the Cold, who was an old professional agent, an aging professional agent, who was suffering from what you might call a kind of spiritual metal fatigue. And he was offered one last mission, and he was told that when he had completed it, he could come in from the cold.
But, I mean, how did you come up with the expression?
Well, it's a meteorological perception. It's cold out there and it's warmer indoors, and the chill comes from a lack of human contact or a lack of human affection, of having to keep what Graham Greene called the chip of ice in your heart all the time, which is also a writer's condition to a point. I guess that even then I was aware of a comparability between the position of a writer in his environment and that of a spy, that both, in a sense, trade off the people around them. They note things and they report them. Both are dependent upon the people they deceive, and both, in a sense, have to be entertainers to be accepted.
Well, how does a writer have to deceive?
Well, I think that chip of ice to which Graham Greene refers is really some kind of recording instrument. L.P. Hartley said, "Don't leave me in your drawing room. I'm sure to read your letters." I don't read people's letters, but there is a part of me, as there is of most artists, that stands back from most experience I never know whether that is what the French call a professional deformation, which comes from practicing the craft, or whether people of that disposition are drawn to the craft in the first place.
And how does a spy have to be an entertainer?
Most of them have to have entertainment value, particularly if they are going to recruit people. If I, alas, we've never met, but I'm sure you're beautiful and young and elegant, and if I were determined to obtain your services and turn you around and get you to report upon your organization, you'd be unlikely to come and have lunch with me if I wasn't a person of some charm and entertainment value.
And knowing how to flatter people.
And knowing how to flatter people, and more particularly knowing how to make people dependent on you, because once I had obtained you, you would then have to continue working for me. And you would have to have a reason, and if it wasn't love, it would have to be ideology, or if it wasn't either of those things, it would have to be money.
John le Carré, recorded in 1989. This is Fresh Air.